Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode 30. That's weird to say, 30. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Today is December 15th, I believe. Is that close?
That is correct.
Accurate, maybe?
No, that is correct.
We will be discussing the tech news of the week and other whatever we want, really, because we do what we want. But mostly tech news. If you're listening live, you know it's rough. Well, it's getting kind of late tonight. We're a little late tonight, but it's a little after 8. We shoot for 8 on a Thursday evening here in the great state of Minnesota, right? Where there's no snow in December. Rained yesterday. It rained.
It rained. It's rained for like the last freaking couple days.
It's weird. It's supposed to snow though now, maybe.
Hope so.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm ready for it. I'd like a...
For the snow?
Yeah.
And I'd be fine if there was never any snow.
Yeah, that's what I heard from a bunch of people in the elevator when I was leaving work. And it's like, hey, people, guess what? You do live in Minnesota.
Deal with it.
And there's going to more than likely be snow. So, deal with it.
Deal with it, he says. But yeah. So we'll kick her off, huh?
Kick it.
This week has been a decent week. Well, looking ahead, next week we've got a couple different kind of shows planned for the next couple weeks. We'll still do any big news that happens, of course, because if there's anything huge, we'll definitely cover it. But
it's true.
But we're gonna skim it down a little and do kind of a look back at the year and then a look forward at our predictions for next year. So. Look forward to that the next couple weeks and maybe a couple guest appearances.
I've been writing some notes for the predictions. Got some good ones.
That's good. It'll be interesting.
It'll be a short year, though. I mean, we're only supposed to go till March anyways, right?
No, it's December.
It's December?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. So it's another full year.
Yeah, December 22nd. The first day of winter next year.
That's when it's supposed to end? Mm-hmm.
The winter solstice. No, it's not a solstice. The equinox.
Equinox.
Yep.
Equinox.
But anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah. And then after that, CES is around the 10th of January. So I think we'll probably have a lot of news from that for sure. A lot of release announcements and whatnot. There'll be some craziness happening.
And then we'll start getting back into all of the sweet conferences.
Yeah. Kicking off the year again.
I know. I'm excited. Because then that'll be coming around to our one-year episodes.
And that'll be crazy.
So, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Some things to look forward to anyway. But, yeah. Let's get into the news. There's been an interesting battle this week between Mega Upload and Universal. Mega Upload put out a video with a bunch of stars supporting the service, telling what it is and whatnot. Essentially a place to upload large videos. Of course, most people use it to share pirated stuff, which is why big media has a problem with it, but that's not the intent of...
Well, it's the same argument that's used for...
Peer-to-peer network.
Torrenting and peer-to-peer. Its idea is it's not for illegal sharing, because there's a lot of stuff that
But if that's what the users are using it for, how can they stop it, right?
Exactly.
They don't know what's in every file.
It's true.
Well, even they if it's probably clearly labeled, idea. But so anyway, Mega Upload put out this video, which had a little bit of music in it, but they supposedly it was their music. I don't know. And with all these big stars like Will.i.am, Kanye West was in it, Kim Kardashian, and a bunch of other people, right? And they're all like, "Oh, use Mega Upload. It's super fast." It's essentially a video saying how fast it was, and then they. And they then all of a sudden Universal's like, what the hell? And they sued them and got it taken down. Or they didn't sue them right away, but they got it taken off the internet because, you know, they said we have that stuff copyrighted. Those are our artists, yada, yada. But Mega Upload's like, well, we have releases from all the people in the video and we don't have anything that's copywritten. So, I don't know. So it got put back up and then Universal filed another thing and it got taken down. And in the meantime... On Tuesday, Tech News Today played a part of the clip and talked about it. And then that following, so it would have been yesterday, Wednesday, Tech News Today got taken off YouTube for showing the clip, which is in full, even if it is a copyright violation of copyrights, it's in the Fair Use Act, you can show a part of a clip if you're criticizing or commenting on it, as long as you're like talking over it and you don't show. They didn't show the whole thing. I don't even think they showed any audio from it because I watched the episode. I mean, and you can still find the video on like their network and yeah. Justin TV and stuff, but the fact that they took it off YouTube. So then Tom Merritt filed a thing with YouTube to be like, hey, it just got caught from the meta feeds, whatever, the bots that go through and, you know, there's certain stuff marked that are supposed to be taken down. And so it got put back up. But then Universal actually filed a thing to get it taken off again. And so it got taken off. And the Tech News Today, their whole YouTube's page, youtube.com/TechNewsToday, was shut down.
Unreal.
For what was supposed to be 10 days. But now, I don't remember if it was the FCC or someone was getting into it. The court ordered Universal to explain why they're going on this rampage.
Seriously.
And today, Tech News Today's YouTube feed returned. But it was funny to watch the following episode because you could just tell how hot Tom Merritt was. Like, he was just, he was raging, kind of like Josh was there. But he was just, like, going into this heavy rant about, you know, what Tech News Today, what, you know, like, just that they went into the, and Iaz, who was a lawyer, went over, you know, he's like, it's fully within our range of, I mean, obviously they have some money, but they don't have enough money to fight Universal by any means.
Right.
So, but today it's, I mean, it's funny because The Verge even did a story on Tech News Today being taken down because, I don't know, it's just kind of crazy, like. But out of all the artists now, will.i.am has come forward and said he wants it. He never gave a release for what they used, or I don't know. So it's hard to say what really happened.
It's a whole cluster F.
Yeah, but it's definitely an interesting story, and we'll see what happens. They were supposed to have court about something today with Universal, so we'll see. There'll probably be more later. Keep you up to date on that. But it's definitely been an interesting story. It's been building.
It's true.
But moving on from things being taken down to decisions being made, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. WebOS.
Yeah, Meg Whitman and something Andreessen, I don't know his first name. They finally held a little press conference saying they were going to open source WebOS. Which could be good or bad, I guess.
I think, I mean, I talked to you after they made the decision. It's like, I think it's too little too late, sort of. I mean, they should have made this decision a year ago when they were hemming and hawing about what they wanted to actually do with the OS. Because then it would have gave people a glimmer of hope, and it would have allowed users and developers to really get a chance to work with it. But I think a lot of people are like have moved on.
They're already done with it because exactly. of whatever's gonna. Yeah. I mean, there's gonna be little fanboys that are not. I don't want to call them fanboys, but even like some heavy nerds. You're gonna see it show up on weird devices for a while, I think. But I think overall, like you said, I think it's just gonna be, it's dead. I think. I don't know. There's not enough space in the market for it anyway. I don't believe.
No. Yeah, like I said, too little too late for them.
And they haven't even fully released it yet, so or open sourced it yet. They said they're going to in waves, I think. They're going to start with like the base, and then, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it'll probably run printers, so. So whatever.
It's kind of how I feel about it. But, yeah, but moving on.
So, did anything come out yesterday? Any new phones?
Yesterday,
or did it happen today?
No, it happened today.
Today? Today is the 15th, right?
Yeah. They announced it yesterday that it was coming. Freaking Samsung Galaxy Nexus finally released in the United States.
Even though it's supposedly going to come out in November.
Right. And there was a lot of speculation. They're like, well, maybe it was a publicity stunt put on by
Verizon?
Samsung and Verizon to just get the hype up. I don't buy it. I think they're just taking their time with it, but whatever. So Galaxy Nexus, it's Google's newest flagship phone running. It'll be end up being one of the only phones running a pure version of how Android was developed to be, running Google's new 4.0 operating system, Ice Cream Sandwich. I've seen tons of videos and reviews on the phone, and it hurts my head because I want one so bad. Like, the more and more I see it, the more and more I want it. Like, they did an awesome job with the phone. So, yeah. I saw a picture this morning, and it's like, it was some Apple fanboy in San Francisco. And he's like, ha, 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 look at all the people in line at Best Buy for the Google, or for the Galaxy Nexus. And there was nobody in line for it. But you had sent me a link around noon, and it's like, was it in New York, I think?
I believe so.
And outside of Verizon store.
Yeah.
Outside of Verizon store, and there was like, I mean, it looked like there was like 30, 40 people in
line. Yeah, it looks like a solid line.
And it's like, that's what I would have expected, honestly. Like, it's not as big a deal as what the Apple
And it's already on back order now, right?
Yep.
I mean, which is to be expected, but.
It's $299 with a 2-year activation through Verizon, and that's ordering it through like Best Buy or straight through Verizon. If you want to buy the phone outright, you can buy it for like $750.
Which, it's crazy to me how much they actually do subsidize phones.
Yeah,
but they make all the money back, obviously, right, through your 2-year plan. But
and if you go to wireless.amazon.com, they have them on sale. I think it's only through midnight tonight for $150. So
wow,
it's a crazy,
that's half off.
Yeah,
essentially,
it's a crazy deal.
Yeah, there's been, I don't know, the whole thing has just been weird. Like, we talked about it a little before, but it seems like Verizon's just, like, completely backing the Razr and not, and there's a little bit of discrepancies with what's happening between Google and Verizon with the whole Google Wallet thing, and
with the ISIS?
ISIS, yeah. But I think even besides that, I think that they're trying to, that it's hard because the carrier wants the control, but Google, I mean, especially for it being the Google phone, they still want their.
And it's funny to me because, like, the G1 came out, Google's first flagship phone came out with T-Mobile. Their second one came out with T-Mobile. Their third one came out with T-Mobile. And this one they switched to Verizon.
Is this the first one that's been on Verizon?
Yep.
Because they had announced, I think, after the last T-Mobile phone came out that they had the partnership. They were partnering with Verizon.
Yep. Yeah, but this is the first one that's been.
But then it was weird because then after that, the first one with the Google Wallet was the Sprint phone. It was only on the Sprint network you could use it.
And it's funny too, because they had said with all of the Nexuses that the big thing going on with them was they were going to have Google Wallet built in. But since,
I mean, it's your flagship,
Verizon is already working with ISIS, they worked with Google and were able to get it switched. But it's like, I wonder if, like, I understand why they went to Verizon, because they have a bigger market share of people versus T-Mobile, but if they went with T-Mobile first, they would have had what their phone was designed to be would have been on T-Mobile.
Right.
And then I would have it right now.
If only, huh?
I know. Oh, speaking of.
What?
Bitch. Oh, my phone being broke.
Oh, yeah.
They told me to pick a phone while I was on the phone with them. I'm like, I've never even seen these phones. I'm not picking a phone right now. I'm like, can you call me back tomorrow so I don't have to go through this? And the lady said, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow at 6:30. She never called me. Anyways. So, yeah. I'm giving like I've said before, T-Mobile, you have until mid-January. I've been a faithful customer for a long time. Give me my Nexus. Otherwise, I'm going to Verizon, where they have family data plans.
Soon. They don't have them yet.
No, they have. They have to have something set up, because on on Amazon, when you go to signed up for an account, they have family data plans.
They said early. We just talked about that like last week.
I know.
It was early 2012.
It's early.
2012?
Yep. It's early, early.
In case you're wondering, Roddy White just got touched on.
Who did?
Matt Ryan to Roddy White.
Oh, damn.
6 yards.
Anyways, speaking of Google/Android, so it was announced that there's some issues with some malware That's one of the downsides of having an open market like they do, that people can submit whatever they want.
It's amusing because you can't have your cake and eat it too. People complain about Apple because they don't let things in, but then they don't have these issues. But then they're like, well, Android's open, but then you do have these. It's like, right. You can't. Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, that's exactly it, you know, but it's bound to happen having the open market. They announced that they had to remove, was it 27 apps from their market, which, I mean,
in the thousands,
given the number of apps that they have,
it's actually pretty impressive that they found them. I mean, I'm sure they get reported pretty fast, but
well, and it's like, and the only people that got affected by them were in Europe and like Russia, I think.
Weird.
And it's like, but it's like, well, that you shouldn't be down. It's like being on your computer. And if you're going to download an application that you can see how many people have downloaded, it's like, why would you download something that says, has, you know, only 3 people in the world have downloaded this thing? Like, why would you even try it?
Like, how do you even find that? Like, aren't they usually rated by, like, popularity?
Yeah, so they'd be buried, or you'd have to be looking at, like, the latest submitted
apps. I mean, some of the malware ones are pretty smart, though, with the way they name them very closely to something else, perhaps, but I don't know. It seems crazy at the same time. So,
yeah.
But it's good that Google does keep on top of it. Like, I mean, you know, once they start getting reports, they do remove things. But
yeah, it's not like they're slack, and you know, it's not, people aren't complaining about them. So,
and kind of off topic, but I know that Windows is proposed for when they come out their Windows 8 phones. They have something set up that they're going to try to aim to be the in-between market, where they don't have quite as strict of policies as Apple does, but they have a little more strict than what Google does, and like there'll be better notifications like along the process. Like you'll get a status update, like where it is in the process, and so that way you're not just thrown into the abyss and seeing if it ever comes out, like for Apple or like Google, where everything is in. So that'll be interesting to see what happens. I still have a lot of interest in the Windows phones, as weird as that is. I'm interested to see what they do. Randy has to have a proximity chug now, so
yeah. No, I think, you know, we were both skeptical when the Windows phones first came out, but I think, I mean, they're going to have their place still, definitely. I know, I don't remember if it's a, oh yeah, I mean, it's a new, one of our stories, T-Mobile and Nokia working together to bring the first Windows phone to.
Well, the first Nokia Windows phone.
That's what I meant. So, I mean, companies are making phones for them, so I think they're going to get recognition, and
right.
I think it'll be tough for them to be a highly competitive market,
right.
But
well, and we could skip ahead a little to the whole T-Mobile thing. They're getting their first Nokia Windows phone is going to be the Lumia 710, and it's going to be for $50. It comes out January 11th. I think what they're trying to do is sell to the cheap market first, and because they have the Lumia 800, which is like, it's available in Europe, and a lot of people really like it. And it would be their version of like the iPhone / the Galaxy Nexus. Like it's the true competitor. So I think they're just trying to get more people to see what it can do. Hopefully, and a lot of people are really hoping that those will follow. But we'll see what happens with that. But going back to Google, they did announce that their free calls are going to continue through 2012. They had been planned to end at the end of this year, is that correct? They had planned to end and charge? Or do you know exactly what the plan is? Or do you just think maybe they don't have a plan and that's why they extended it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
they have to have some idea.
They have to have a plan. But I feel like they're going to just sort of go, just throw it in the wind. See what happens.
Yeah. It's definitely cool. I mean, it's for Google Voice, and even you can even make calls from Gmail at this point, which is crazy. But
yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just so I don't know. Have you used it, honestly?
To make a call?
Yeah. I've pondered using it because I know the rates, the overseas rates are extremely cheap. But it's like, if I'm going to be calling somebody over my computer already, but like, I wish my phone had Google Voice, like, that I could use it.
Well, you can port your number, technically, but...
Right.
That's, but,
yeah, I suppose.
That's harder to do,
but,
so...
But it's like, if I'm gonna make a call from my computer or my phone,
yeah,
chances are I'll be around, so why wouldn't it is Skype? But it's still cool. Like, if you're looking for an easy way to use a VoIP, you know, I mean, right, this is by far the easiest.
And it's free.
Just, yeah, completely free.
And it's cheap to other countries, too, so... And you can buy credits to, yeah. So, it's a cool thing, for sure. I've really been considering moving to Google Voice completely. Just in general, I'd still have mine, but getting a number and setting up and using that more. Because it calls straight to your phone and you can set up, like, there's a lot of customization you can do where, like, let's say I had a group of, you can separate groups, like, you can separate contacts to get a certain voice message when they call, like, weird stuff like that, like,
what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe, like, if
I think,
like,
that'd be sweet.
You know, but then if my grandma called, it could be like, you know, hey, this is Mike, leave me a message still, even though other people, you know, so it's an interesting concept for sure. And hopefully they keep it up, so we'll see what happens.
We will. This is Halloween.
Is it?
No. Speaking also of Google, so if you listen or pay attention at all to phone stuff, you've heard of Apple's Siri. It's their voice command central hub, so to speak. Well, Google has decided that they want to get into that market as well. And they have they've come out with Google
Margel.
Margel? Oh.
Nerd.
I wonder if there's an R missing in the word, but I think it's Margel. But do you know why it's a nerd thing?
Because Google is full of nerds.
I mean, do you know, like, the reference?
Oh, yeah. I when I was reading the story, it was to Star Trek Command's, like, central hub, like the computer speaking
right guy. It's the guy that created Star Trek, it's his wife's voice, and her name was Margel.
That's, like, a legitimate name then?
Yeah. But because in the show, they just called it computer. Computer, do this. Computer, blah, blah, blah. But it's actually, that's the code name they're using, and everyone thinks it's a reference to the fact that she was the voice of the computer. And so, and then they were talking about whether or not will it actually be her voice when they get it. Like, could they have bought the rights to it somehow? Because she's dead.
Makes sense.
But, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. I think it'll be awesome if they can get it together. And I mean, I would, again, competition drives the market. I mean, we've talked about that before, even though we sit on slightly different, I mean, I think we're pretty close to the fence in general, because we both can respect the other side, but,
right.
But, like the competition of the two is obviously what drives the market, and it'll be good to see, because Kinect has some voice control, and that's kind of what Microsoft's hooked on. But I've seen a lot of articles, especially recently, with the talk of the Google Voice, saying Kinect, really, this is bad, and because they're using a lot more voice integration now with the new Xbox interface, but it's just so basic that they're just like, really, Microsoft, really.
I just hope that they. I just hope that they don't rush it. Like, I would like to see them spend some time finally on a product and sort of polish some of the edges before throwing it out there. So,
and a big thing with Siri, and I'm sure that Google's doing the same thing, because there's no way they couldn't. And maybe that's the problem with the Kinect, is, like, you know, they're constantly upgrading. Like, that's why everything, even if it's the slightest stuff, it still contacts the server first, is because it's crowdsourcing the data. It's constantly taking in more and more data to get better and better. And I couldn't imagine Google not doing that, especially since they have the resources clearly to do it. But I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. It'll be cool.
Definitely.
We talked about Windows phones a little earlier, but you found a way to get a free Windows phone?
Yeah, Todd had sent this to me, of course, and he laughed. He said, his quote was, "Oh, Microsoft." I read the story on Monday, and I don't remember the guy's name. It's like Bob or Bill or something like that.
Bill Gates?
Not... Oh, that's...
That's it was, the guy.
That's the guy, definitely. Shit.
Back in Bill Gates.
But anyways, Microsoft, with all of the complaints about Android and the malware and stuff, they said if you took to Twitter, and I don't, like, I didn't, I won't lie, I did not read the entire story, because the one that you linked was different than the one I read, but it was around the same basis. Basically, right. You complain on Twitter about it, and I don't know how they judge, I guess, who would be getting a new Windows phone, but if you complain on Twitter about your your Android phone, you could get a new Windows phone. And it's like, that's awesome. And I honestly thought about doing it just to see if I could get a phone.
Well, plus, I would love to just play with one. I would switch for a while. I would legitimately, because I know, like, I don't know how phone testers do it, but I know that I would have to fully switch. I couldn't just, like, have two phones.
Well, and that's the way you have
to
do it.
You have to live with it.
Yep.
And that's just the only way to really find out if you would.
It's just like at work. So we're all switching to Windows 7. And I've been using Windows 7 at home for a long time.
Right.
But a lot of people at work have not used Windows 7 at all, even. And we got our laptops 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I think. And, like, some of them still have their XP. I force myself at work. Like, there's a lot of process changes and stuff. But it's like, it's going to be different. You have to realize that. It's not XP. And so the only way you're going to get used to what's happening is to dive head first, see what happens. And there's still a couple people who keep their XP devices on, do a lot of stuff from there. And it's like, we're not going to have these things forever. You got to stop it.
They're going to go away.
I know. So kind of same thing. But yeah, I mean, in order to see the good and bad about it, you have to dive head first.
Right.
Let's go with it. But it would be difficult for you, wouldn't it? Because you don't have a SIM card, correct? Yours is all through.
No, I have a SIM card.
AT&T does.
Mm-hmm. That's Verizon, right.
Verizon
doesn't.
That's.
No, I have a SIM card in mine.
So I could steal your iPhone.
Oh, we could trade when you get your Nexus. Not if you had good Verizon, though, right? Not if you switched to Verizon, then we couldn't switch.
Right. See, and that's one of the things that kind of holds me back, is like one of the things, that's how I've lived all
your life.
My life, basically.
Your cell phone life.
Buying phones off eBay, buying unlocked phones.
Slap your SIM card in, whatever, it doesn't matter.
And doing that, so, yeah.
Well, that's what's always nice, too, is like, you know, your shitty phone, whatever, broke or whatever, you just... A friend that has an extra one you can borrow for a little while until you get a new one. Just swap your SIM card in it.
Well, it's like when Lydia's phone crapped out. I've got, like, 3 old Razors, and it's like...
I've got old T-Mobile phones if you really need one.
Like, that's awesome.
They keep everything.
That's true. Anyways, getting a little off topic.
Yeah. We already talked about it, but again, the T-Mobile and Nokia are getting together to bring you Windows.
Windows.
January 11th, if you're interested. 11. But for $50, I mean... It's cheap. Not their top-of-the-line device, but...
It's cheap.
It's how they're going to get you in the door. Today, Microsoft launches... I mean, we talked about it before. They were calling it Tulip, I think, before. I believe this is the same thing. But they launched their a little bit of their own social network, kind of, today. It's so.cl. So, social, but, you know.
Oh, I get it. I was like, SoCal. Yeah. Sockle.
Social, but...
I get it.
You know, short link. They've kind of described it as it's like a research partner, for students, basically, to like kind of find it easier to delve into topics and, to work off each other. They're saying that it's more of a supplement for Facebook and Twitter. And actually, when you log into it, you log in with your Facebook. So they're not trying to completely overturn those. And especially with Microsoft and Facebook kind of being friendly lately, but right now they're only partnering with the University of Washington, Syracuse, and NYU. And it's going to open up everyone eventually. I did go and sign up earlier just for kicks, but it's just like, oh, you're on a wait list. So who knows how long it'll be. But it's essentially, it's like you could set up like a queue of videos. There's like a little, it's just, it's easy to go to so.cl. So you can go and look, but it's, there's like a, you can put videos together to look, watch different videos with people. Like maybe you're researching something. I think their whole basis is it's kind of a social researching atmosphere. I don't know, it's kind of weird, but it seems kind of cool at the same time. Something different for sure. But Facebook started aimed at colleges too, right?
Kind of.
Well, it wasn't aimed at colleges, but it was, you had to have a college email to get in.
Back, yeah. I know. It pissed me off.
The exclusivity. That was the whole point.
I know. It pissed me off, too, because I had a college email, but my college wasn't registered to them at the time.
Yeah.
It's Pine Tech.
Right.
I'm like, you sons of bitches. And I was like, fine. So I shunned them, but then everybody moved off MySpace and went on Facebook when they, like, opened up. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to those bastards.
I saw a crazy chart the other day, like, of MySpace's going up and then coming down. Like, it showed over the years, and then it showed Facebook. And you could see the point where they crossed, but Facebook hasn't started its downward yet. But
I read an interesting article talking about the people who...
From the New York Times?
Yeah.
I read that too. Kind of just cut everyone out of what we're talking about, I guess. But yeah. About people shunning Facebook, yeah. Essentially. It's an interesting article, though. For sure. Are you on social right now? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah. Just looking at it.
It's just like logging with Facebook and then... It said overcapacity is all it kept telling me. I was like, F you. Like, I just want to sign up. Come on. Also today, we talked about last week that Facebook Timeline is rolling out to New Zealand is what we talked about.
Yes.
But there are ways to get it now. If you find it, I'm sure you could find it.
How do I get it, Mike?
I don't know the exact way I did it. I have to look.
Oh, you...
I'll show you afterwards. All That's right. fine. But if you are friends with me, you can go to my page and you'll see it, because I have it set up right now.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You've just got to fix some stuff. Yeah. So it doesn't look so fuggly.
What's the timeline, Randy? No. Because there's, like, missing pictures in places.
You need your big picture. You need your big banner. This is what Mike's all about. Put that crazy picture of Owen... That'd be awesome.
It is on my timeline if you go down a little bit more.
I saw it.
You know what else I looked up? We had talked about me changing because I don't have a Facebook URL. So I was going to make it Mike037. Someone's got it.
Ouch.
Yeah. I was like, well, that kills that idea, I guess. Good thing I didn't buy that domain.
Did you get a little pissed off inside?
A little bit, and then I went to it, and I wrote on his wall, and I said, hey, get fucked. All right, I didn't really do that, but that would have been funny, right?
Let's go stalk this guy.
He's like in the Philippines or something. It's weird. I don't know. In an interesting side note, it's also out.
In the Philippines.
Yeah. Do you think I was making that up? I really went to his site earlier when I tried to do it.
Son of a bitch.
It is out as well for the mobile app for some phones. Windows phones and iOS devices are currently not updated, but if you have an Android or if you just go to m.facebook, which is the mobile equivalent, you can see them as well. And speaking of iOS not getting things, Randy?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, wait. Netflix. They did a little update to their app. Actually, and they did one today also. They updated... for Android, and they just released a update today for Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw that it's 4.0.2.
Yep.
No, that's something else.
I don't know what the version is, but they made it so you can watch it in full screen. That's up,
Ice Cream Sandwich. Ice Cream Sandwich has already got updates.
Yeah, when you first...
Even though the phone was launched today.
Right, but that happens with a lot of stuff anyways.
Right. Like, because they've obviously
installed Battlefield.
Because obviously it was supposed to be out a month ago, so Google's knowing about it, right?
When I installed Battlefield, I had a 2 gig patch to download. It's like, this is awesome. Anyway,
this is awesome.
So Netflix, they updated their app.
I did update mine. I'm trying to load it right now to see how different it is.
They held off on updating the iPad app for over a month, and people weren't too happy. They're saying, "Why are you guys updating for Android? What about us? look at us little pretty boys.
Which what really, in that sense, it is weird that they did it. Like, with the Facebook thing, it makes sense that they do Android because they obviously have more Android users. But with Netflix, you would think there's a lot more people on iPads because there's a lot more iPads out there in tablet-wise version versus Android.
Right.
But, like, with the Facebook thing, it makes sense because...
Because Facebook and Android are awesome.
Well, I wouldn't say that Facebook's awesome, but sure. I'm trying to log into this. Hold on. Let's see what it looks like. I've read a lot of good things about the update. I haven't checked it. Oh, shit. Now I got rid of my fucking... I got rid of my... keyboard. Also released today, last night actually, was Grand Theft Auto 3. And it's on Android if you have a new enough version, which excludes Randy, of course. And iPad and I want to say it was on Windows phones as well, but I won't confirm that for sure. I know it's $5 on iOS, but it's universal. And honestly, it looked pretty good, and I'm considering it, but I don't know if I want to spend $5 for a game that I beat 10 years ago. But in a handheld version, it looked pretty good. Login timed out. Bastards. So that's interesting, though. That Grand Theft, I didn't even know they were making the game. Sign in. Are you signing in? There's some other Windows apps coming out on iOS this week. Did you see those? Connect Animals, which is a little pet animal game, which is weird, but
it's like you feed and water a dog.
It's like Microsoft, yeah, just made an app game for iOS. It's kind of
so
weird.
So it's Gigapet, but you do things more.
Yeah. This isn't working. We're not going to watch that.
I kind of wanted a Gigapet way back in
child.
The day.
Yeah.
And my parents never got me or my brother one, but I'm kind of glad I never got one because I realize now that it would have been kind of gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
my two cents there.
There's a few other apps that they added. SkyDrive, is that what it's called?
SkyDrive. That's their in the cloud service.
Yep, so they launched that for iOS. And then there was two other service. Oh, the Xbox Live one. And then there was one other one that I didn't know what it was, but I don't know. It makes sense that Microsoft would stick to... I mean, we talked about it last week when we talked about them putting Office out, that they would... I mean, obviously, the platform's there. There's a huge market that they're a software maker, not a hardware maker. Why wouldn't they start putting it out on the biggest market out there, right? Right? No? You don't think they're enemies?
No. They're friends. They're
friends now because they're going to go against Google together.
Right, but they've always been friends, Mike. Secretly.
Secretly? Mm-hmm. Well,
I think they text each other.
They have it's like a bad boyfriend relationship. They always go back to each other.
That's the way I see it, I get. That's a good analogy, I guess. It reminds me of a friend.
Like, they keep abusing
mine.
You, but you always go back. Why would you just hit me like that? And was it last week that we talked about the visual history of Android?
Yes.
So The Verge, we had talked about, put out a great visual history of Android last week.
Apple users pissed off that they didn't have one?
I don't think so.
They're like, oh.
I'm sure they were just working on them both.
Where's Apple?
Although, so there's one this week of the history of iOS. But it's funny is because I don't think the history of iOS is as interesting, even from my point of view. Like, it's cool, but I think a lot less has changed. Like, I think Android's gone through a lot more major changes. Like, cause I think when they first came out, they're like, whatever, just throw it out there. But I think now it's getting to the point where it's actually really refined and a really solid operating system. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So, but it's
people
still...
People believe in them a little bit.
It's still a cool article if you want to check it out on The Verge. Do you know who Louis C.K. is?
Yeah, I've listened to quite
comedian.
A few of his things.
Are you a big fan of his? You think he's all right, or
I just think he's all right. He rambles a lot, and it's like I don't
You want to follow him? I'm going to take a nap now, I guess.
Seriously, it just gets dull.
I haven't ever listened to him more than... I don't think I have really that much. But he took an interesting route this week. He did a live show and recorded it and released it on his website all by himself. Sold it for $5. And decided not to use any DRMs on it. He just wants people to hear it, no matter how they get it. And he's made $200,000 already off it.
You know what? That reminds me. I should look at Kickstarter Five Arm Frenzy. So, did I... Because I don't remember if we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Because Matt was...
Because he was freaking out about it.
He was here then, yeah.
So, this...
It's a good idea.
The Kickstarter for this... It's a Christian ska band. Ska/punk rock band. They've been around... They had been around for ages. They retired... it'd be 10 years... No, it's been 8 years. And they put out a Kickstarter to make their first album in 2013, which will mark their 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
They made a Kickstarter, their goal of $30,000, which would pay all of their production and recording fees. It's been going... It started on... Gosh, how many... I want to say, like, 3 weeks ago, maybe? And they are at a hair under $170,000.
So much money. And they only needed $30,000, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's going well for them, then.
I believe they are the top funded project on currently? Kickstarter ever.
Makes sense. It's a lot of money.
It's crazy.
But Louis C.K., he's going against the grain, though. We've seen it a lot in music, I guess, but not so much in video or anything. I mean, there's been a couple artists that are just doing whatever they want. Trent Reznor did it. Radiohead did it, where they're just like, here's our stuff. The whole point of this is to get our music out there. So it's kind of the same thing. But we'll see. Then we just have some random stats for you that were released this week. The Mac App Store reached its 100 millionth download this week.
100 millionth?
100 million?
That's crazy.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
And that's their App Store on their... computer operating system, not the mobile operating system. Those are two separate things. So this is just like, I mean, like, it's interesting because they released Line that way, and they said they sold like a million in the first day, so I'm sure that has a huge impact on their total number, but it's still a far cry from 100 million, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. I mean, obviously some stuff's free and, you know, just like anything else, but it's still a pretty big announcement. Amazon is saying that they have been selling, over the last 3 weeks, they've sold 1 million Kindle Fires each week or more. So I think that's pretty impressive for them. They're moving a ton of tablets. And if they keep that streak going, I mean, obviously it just came out November 15th, so it's been out exactly a month now. But it's still pretty huge.
Definitely. Speaking of lots of sales, we've talked about Modern Warfare 3 a few times on here. They have now reached they've reached the top. They're there, Mike. They are the fastest prod. I don't even know how to word it, because I had problems writing it even. They're the fastest thing, though, to reach $100 billion in sales.
Fastest thing.
It's like
media,
but it's not media. It's like fastest in general of all things. The first to reach $1 billion in sales, the quickest.
Fastest retail product.
Yeah. Okay, that works. It's like.
But I don't know, because that's hard to judge against the movie. Because I don't really think that would be a retail product. But, sort of.
So
but.
The thing that it beat out was Avatar. Avatar held the record.
Which is pretty crazy.
Right. Well, and I mean, I was talking to Lydia.
Which is funny,
because
I've still never seen that movie. Side note.
I've seen a part of it, but that's it.
It doesn't even appeal to me at all.
But it's like I was telling Lydia, like, for how much media hype the movie got, you know, it's like. I mean, there's...
Well, and think of the other movies that, like, Twilight even, which, well, as
like,
sad as it is.
How many people can you go to that you can say haven't seen Avatar?
Right.
You know, and Avatar, it took 17 days for it to reach $1 billion in sales. It Modern Warfare 3, it hit that sales number in 16 days.
On the other hand, that's in dollars of sales, right?
Right.
So you're selling the game for $60.
Right.
But you're buying a movie ticket for $10.
Right, but...
So every six people that went to the movie, one person bought the game.
Right, but...
But still, how many people are committing to that much money of a sale? So.
Right. I mean, and that's what I thought about, you know? It's like, well, it's kind of not apples to apples, but at the same time, like, more people are more apt to go watch a movie than... Like, a lot of kids will buy Modern Warfare 3, but, I mean, when you think of... Like, right now, it's kind of the age of the baby boomers.
Right.
And, like, I think all the people at work that I work with went to the movie theater more than once. Every person that I work with.
To Avatar?
To Avatar.
That's ridiculous. I haven't even seen that movie.
We're missing out, apparently.
Yeah, never mind. And although that Amazon has sold so many fires and Modern Warfare has sold so many games, it doesn't seem to be helping Best Buy.
No. Their sales dipped 29%. Was it 29 or 26? 29, I believe.
I think that's for the third quarter, was it?
Yes.
Okay, so they're hoping for some strong holiday sales to get them.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure when the third quarter cuts out.
But
I feel like it had to have been recently, because otherwise we would have heard about this soon. Well, I suppose it takes a little while to get all your numbers done.
Yeah. No, it would have been in October.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But still, 29%
that's a hard hit.
Is a, like, I mean, anything above 20% is a big hit.
I mean,
so they've even been doing a lot of big discounts. And if you want to read, did you read my article that I posted when I wrote about this
No.
On the Geek Report? I wrote a fairly lengthy one. It ended up being because I was sort of ranting about Best Buy, and it's like,
oh no, I did read it, yeah.
And it's like,
because he went home and bought it on Amazon instead.
Yeah, and they're asking for it. They need to understand what their competition is nowadays. I feel like, and I think using like the company I work for in sort of as a example, it's like there's a bunch of older people who I don't really think understand the whole power the complete power of what the internet can do for a company.
Right.
And how many people know how to use it nowadays, you know? And it's like me. I mean, my example, if you read the Geek Report, is like when I was looking to buy a camera, we went to Best Buy, looked at it, awesome. We almost bought it, and I was like, oh, I'll just go home, you know, it was on clearance there. It's like, go home and just see what the prices are online, and Amazon had it for, it was like $60 less, and it's like, pff, no brainer here, you know? So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, and honestly, like, even at Target for me now, if there's something that I'm, like, on the fence about, I just pull up my phone, scan it, and check the price on Amazon right there, because it's just got a barcode scanner in the app. I mean, we talked about last week how they're trying to get more people to do that, but that's how it's been anyway. And it's funny that we were talking about earlier how you were explaining that you were at work and you're having problems getting people to Windows 7 because it's reported that a third of people are still using Windows XP, of all Windows users.
I just read this article at lunch today, and it was surprising, actually, because...
So, you thought it would be higher?
Honestly, so...
So did I, actually, but...
They said it was a third, like 32% or something like that. Third of all Windows users are
right.
Still using Windows XP. I would have expected it to be in the 40% to closer to 50% range, I guess, just because of... the people that I know who still use it, but really that it doesn't seem all too shocking. But the biggest stat that they posted was 52% of all desktops are still Windows XP.
It makes sense because I think laptops would be replaced more often,
especially with all of the deals that are going on.
Or I think going forward, more have been bought in.
Yes.
I think people are less likely to upgrade what they have when it's working sufficiently enough, we'll say. I mean, most people just use the web anyway. I mean, essentially a computer to them is a web browser. I mean, that's how I feel about it now, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoy Windows XP. It held its purpose for a long time, but I love Windows 7. What they've done with it is awesome. I was playing around with Windows 8 this last weekend again on my VMware, and it's good. It'll be an interesting change. Like right now, I'm not fully sold on it, but I'm sure it'll be a good thing.
And in a side note, Windows or Microsoft Windows, whatever, announced today, I believe, that Internet Explorer will start automatic upgrades across Windows XP Vista and Windows 7.
They're phasing out Internet Explorer 6.
That's essentially, they want to kill Internet Explorer 6.
Which is hilarious. Why would anybody still be using IE6?
Well, it's funny. Not that Dani is using 6, but she still uses Internet Explorer, and I've been trying to break her of that habit. And she's like, oh, I must have missed that memo, so I literally typed up a memo and sent it to her today.
Why don't you set the default program as Firefox?
I probably will. I just haven't got that far on her. It's her computer, well,
Maybe you should do some PC tech support for her.
No, I told her. I told her to get an Apple. I just told her to stop. Well,
fuck you.
Then I have to buy it.
Oh, I got an idea. You buy a MacBook Pro and give her this.
That may or may not be my plan eventually. But anyway, way getting off topic. But, yeah, so I just told her, I said, stop using that. Just use Firefox or Chrome.
Chrome is even better.
And Chrome has overtaken Firefox.
It's because Firefox is turning into a resource whore.
Yeah, I actually have been noticing that a lot lately at work. I've been watching my task manager, and it's like takes double the memory to run. It's ridiculous.
I have a notification set up for mine when it starts using a lot of memory, and even when I have like just 3 tabs open, it's like 700 megs of memory that it's using up, and it's like it's not even doing like YouTube. It's just like Gizmodo, RaptorSource, and Yahoo.
Essentially just like text basic. Almost. Yeah. I mean pictures, but yeah. It's ridiculous. Like sometimes when I check it, like I said, I checked it at work a couple times and it's like double. And I'm like, really?
Seriously.
But
so yeah.
But I think that pretty much covers our news for this week.
Sounds good to me.
You can always find us online at bleedgeek.com. You can certainly follow us on Twitter.
Tweet us.
Which would be at?
@BleedGeek.
Or follow us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Tumblr.com/BleedGeek.
Which we still haven't done anything with. Tumblr.com/BleedGeek.
We're live. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe. Give us a good rating.
Subscribe.
That was him pounding his fist on the table, in case you didn't see that, which we have no video to watch, so that's you cool. Didn't. Otherwise, you can always listen live Thursdays, roughly 8 o'clock. We'll be here regardless of where we're actually into the show right away or not. We're usually around doing something.
We're always live, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe not doing the show, but we're BSing chit-chatting nonetheless.
Seeing what's going down.
Give us a call.
Yeah. Our phone number.
406-79-GEEKS.
Oh, look at that.
Or 406-79-56?
No, 794.
Oh, shit.
3357.
It's yeah. Okay.
But?
Or give us an email. We, honestly, okay, I feel like we have to beg for an email. But, like, if... I mean, and part of our thing is a lot of our listeners are already geeks, so why would they email us?
Right.
But give us some, like, even, constructive criticism.
There you go.
Shoot us an email.
Or if you want to add to our things from this year that you want us to talk about next week when we do our year in review? Something big you want to throw in a comment? Or if you have a prediction for next year in 2 weeks when we do that, let us know what you think.
Yeah, and friend us on Facebook. We already gave our Facebook, facebook.com/bleedgeek. I had some ideas for some sort of contest again. So maybe we'll run something, give away something.
Sounds like a plan. So yeah, just find us on the internet. We're around.
You want to follow us individually? Do we want them to?
Yeah, they might as well.
Might as well. If you're on Twitter. Can follow one of our friends. At Aubs, AUBS. That's a little inside joke if you watch Dignation.
Which, of course, we had almost made it without mentioning.
I know. But they're winding down, so I'm gonna only mention them more until they're done. So
check out Toasted Donut.
It's true. Follow us individually, though.
Mine is at Mike037.
And I am at Crandall111. I believe I have chosen a new name. I just have to pull the trigger. I have to see if there's any impact. Like, do my friends need to know?
No, it'll automatically.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to end up being probably the Crandall.
Yeah?
Yep.
Interesting. After that whole, Mike.
I can't get a hold of that woman.
After that whole Facebook thing didn't work out to me, I was trying to think of other things to maybe change mine, too.
Mike's...
I'm pissed.
0037.
Well, that's funny, because that's actually what my Instagram is.
Oh, well, switch all your crap up.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work.
What? You get another Gmail account out of it?
Anyway.
I feel like we're talking a lot now. Anyways.
Thank you for listening tonight, and find us online. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis. And Silver Bullet.